Good morning, A-Town. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, they will pay you $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, my name is Camilla.
Hey, Camilla. Good morning.
Good morning, Camilla.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What can we do for you, hon?
Well, I was just really calling because, I mean, I know this kind of sounds crazy, but I don't know what's up with my mom and my I just really feel like they just have something going on because...
What?
It's like when he come around, she kind of act a little clingy, and it's like, I mean, I don't know. If you was around, you'll think he's suspect as well.
So you think they're messing around, like messing around?
I think so, because like my mom, I know my mom. You know what I'm saying? You know your mom.
So your mom is known to be a cougar?
I mean, I don't know, but she do get around the way.
Wow.
Damn. Mm. Have you asked either one of them about what may or may not be going on?
I mean, I questioned him. He laughed at me like, are you serious? Like, you're so insecure and jealous and this thing, that, and the third. But, you know, you're a female, so your intuition never lies to you.
Wow. Okay. So I guess we're not calling him. You want us to call your mom? Is that what you're about to ask us?
I really would like you to call my mom, but could you kind of, like, not... let her know that I'm on the phone.
That's what we do anyway. Look now.
Oh, Lord.
No matter what happened, you can't be disrespecting your mama on this radio station.
Child, if she's sleeping with her man, I think there's some room for disrespect.
No.
What's your mom's name?
Her name is Sharon.
What's your boyfriend's name? What's his first and last name?
His name is DeAndre.
DeAndre. Okay. I'm going to somehow use that when approaching your mom. Okay, hold the line, girl. Oh, my God. Now, J-O-C, no. Please tell me you ain't never messed with somebody's mom before.
You know, things have happened.
This is about to be crazy because it's not unheard of.
It's not unheard of.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Sharon, please?
This is she. Who am I speaking with?
Great. Sharon, if you could give me 1 second, I'm going to place you on hold so one of our other representatives can speak with you, okay?
Okay.
Good morning, Miss Sharon.
Yes.
This is All Flowers over here in Smyrna, Georgia. We're calling to confirm an order made by a DeAndre.
Oh my God. I cannot believe that boy. Yes,
I know it might be unexpected, but he said he didn't know what time you were going to be leaving your house, and we wanted to make sure that you got these flowers from him. Are you leaving between any time before 1 p.m. today?
No, I'll be home all day. I work from home today.
Oh, you sound so excited. You guys must be a really tight thing, huh?
Yes, that is so sweet. That boy is so sweet.
That's sweet, Ma.
Wow.
Hello? That's sweet, Ma?
You're supposed to wait. Oh, wow. Miss Sharon, we're going to be honest with you. This is not All Flowers in Smyrna. This is actually the Streets Morning Takeover. Your daughter called us. That's who you hear in the background.
Wow. Right, wow. So I'll be waiting at 1 o'clock as well to receive those flowers. Like, that's nasty, Mom.
What, do you want to be me?
Wow. That's
Mama
Camilla. It's not even like that. It's not even like that.
What are you saying? Like you're my dude that I've been with for 5 years. Mm. Like, are you serious?
Let's take a calm. Camilla, I understand you are on 10 right now. But Sharon, is this true? I mean, are you actually having sex with DeAndre?
I cannot believe this is happening to me right now.
That's nasty.
You might as well be one of these outside ass bitches out here in the street. Mm, I don't understand. It's like everything I do, you want to do it. I should have known
everything
better
you
when
do,
you were my parents anyways when I was staying with you. I should have known better. You wanted to be like me.
Okay, calm down, Camilla. Calm down. I know this is hard for you right now, but we haven't even actually allowed Sharon to answer any questions. Sharon, do you have anything to say?
The bitch asked the question when she was excited about the flowers. Oh, huh? I would never want to hurt my daughter. I would never want to hurt my daughter, but the circumstances failed the way that they did. And I didn't want to hurt her, so...
Stupid bitch, you are 52 years old. What the bitch? I'm 25, huh? Like, come on now. Be for
I will beat your ass. He not know that.
This is terrible.
You gonna beat my ass? I like somebody in the street. Did you want to sleep with my dude? Like one of these bitches that I can't trust? Then guess what? You're gonna get treated like one of them.
Wow, wow. Let's calm down, guys. Let's take a chill pill.
So yeah, if I can. Hey, if I can interject for a second, listen. I know you're upset, but you got to still get to the bottom line of it and really find out what's going on. I think you kind of, you really talking to your mom real crazy, because at the end of the day, that's the lady who brought you in this world, and you can't just be mad at her because your dude is playing into this very same trap.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. She's talking to her mama like that. You need to talk, you need to holler at the dude too. Because guess what? When that dude gone, he going to be gone after this. Mama's still going to be here. So you need to really figure out a better way to, you know, communicate and just quit calling your mama out of that. I just think it's a bit much.
I just need to hurt her, but I love him, and I love my daughter too.
So what? You love him?
You know what? This bitch sounds so stupid. She just said, oh, I don't want to make my daughter upset. I love my daughter. She just turned around and said she loves my daughter. Like, bitch, you sound so stupid. She still provided me and my every need, paying all my bills and everything. You just fell into a trap. That's nasty.
Okay.
Okay, you send your flowers, so what?
Okay.
It's not even him sending your flowers. It's me. I want you to admit it. And you did.
So, sweetheart, what do you want us to do at this point? How are we of service to you? What do you want us to do?
Get off my phone, because it's embarrassing. This is embarrassing. This is my mom. Y'all don't understand. This is my mom.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to let y'all have that, man.
We are so sorry, Camilla, babe. Sharon, babe, you got to do better than
shame
this.
Shame on you, Sharon.
Hey. Baby girl, I'm coming over.
I wouldn't advise
that.
You
gonna come over here and get your ass beat? That's the come over here and do.
Yo, this is insane. A-Town, it is what it is. I don't even know what to call it. I don't know if to call this second date update or Jerry Springer show. Hell, what we gonna do is let it be known they will not be picking up this $100 gift card from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. But y'all will be picking up them phones and calling, because I see the lines going crazy already. If you don't know the number, it's 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. When I'm one in the streets, it's Streets 94.5.